With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. You may have already received a mail-in ballot for next month's gubernatorial recall election in California. If not, it's on the way. All registered voters will receive a ballot by mail for the September 14th vote. As KAZU's Scott Cohn reports, it's an election that could boil down to two things: turnout and timing.
Everything went well.
In their offices on the third floor of the Santa Cruz County Courthouse, County Clerk Tricia Weber and her staff are racing against time.
Okay, can you do it before noon?
Normally, they'd have months or even years to prepare for an election, but this is no normal election.
A recall by its nature is done in a shorter time frame. I just didn't expect it to be 70 days once they finally declared the date.
Weber has only been in the job since the end of December, though she's worked in the clerk's office since 1997. She'd hoped to have a little more time to ease into her new role.
I thought that we would be able to enjoy an odd year, which is usually file maintenance and cleanup.
Instead, they're scrambling, lining up polling places on short notice and hiring poll workers, both complicated by the pandemic.
We will be providing PPE, the same PPE that we did in November. We will be sanitizing multiple times during the day. And then we're waiting to see what will happen as far as public health guidelines.
And they're working to get ballots delivered on time. Earlier this month, they barely made the deadline to send ballots to nearly 2,000 absentee and overseas voters.
Our AVBM process is working well.
Yes, people have already received their emails, and some people have already faxed their ballots back.
The tight time frame is likely no accident, according to former State Assembly Speaker Pro Tem Fred Keeley, who says Democrats backing Governor Newsom controlled the clock.
It was, let's hold this election as soon as we possibly can because of the unknown factor of what does happen with COVID, wildfires, the economy, back to school, all the rest of the issues.
Also likely political, he says, the decision to send a mail-in ballot to everyone in an election where analysts say Democrats suffer an enthusiasm gap.
You're already going to be mailed a ballot, fill it out and send it in.
All of this is expensive. In Santa Cruz County alone, officials say the recall will cost taxpayers nearly $1.4 million, part of an estimated $276 million statewide. Among the biggest expenses, printing the ballots.
The ballot packet will be a little thicker than what we're normally used to.
It will include a voter guide, normally sent separately, and the ballot itself.
On the front, it asks the question, shall the governor be recalled or removed from office? And you answer yes or no. And on the back of the card are the 46 candidates that are looking to be a replacement if the governor is indeed recalled.
Even if you vote no on the recall, you can still vote for a replacement. Keeley thinks Democrats made a mistake by not fielding a backup candidate should Newsom lose.
These things can turn on a dime. You have low interest and low voter excitement over on the Democratic side, although Democrats have the votes. You have a high level of interest on the part of Republicans who have less votes, but this then becomes about turnout.
A simple majority on question one means the governor is out, replaced by the candidate in question two, who only needs to get the most votes.
But I think this is a very real threat to the governor, but more importantly, to Democratic governance in California.
When it's over, no rest for Weber and her team. They'll have to catch up on their work for next year, which includes redistricting, plus elections for Congress, U.S. Senate, and again, California governor. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.